Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, and to find refuge from the storms of life. Basically, to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. And if there's one thing I know after having lived all these years is that God wastes nothing. Not our sorrows, not our wounds, not even our failures. Hi, I'm your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today we're going to be talking about the story behind my song, I Stand Amazed. This particular song was born on April 14th, 1991. When I wrote the song, I wrote these words to myself so I would not forget why it came into existence. Here's what I said. This song was born out of incredible pain. I can honestly say that 1991 was one of the worst years of my life, yet one of the best. This is why, in spite of all the wounds I have felt, in spite of all my sin, Jesus Christ has stood faithfully with me. I thank you, Lord, for sustaining me, and I really am amazed at how much you love me, and I've only touched the surface of knowing you. I love you. I wrote those words in 1991. Without going into detail concerning what I was facing and what those particular trials were, let me just say, life has not gotten any easier. Trials still come. The enemy still hates what I do, and he hates who I am. I experience pain, I experience loss, I experience grief, and I experience heartbreak. But what has not changed is the grace and the nature of God. His grace has remained sufficient and available, and his presence has never left me, not for even one second. He can reach as far into pain, as far into grief, as far into failure as I can fall. And if that's not amazing, I don't know what is. I'd like us to take a look at the words to the verses in the chorus of this song and just talk about what they mean. Verse 1 begins with these words, I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. Now let's just think about that for a minute, what the truth found in that one single verse says. The stars are uncountable in number. That's a fact. Just in the observable universe, the universe we can see, there are almost 10 billion galaxies. And even though the number of stars per galaxy varies, it's estimated that each galaxy contains about 100 billion stars. That means there are approximately 1 billion trillion stars just from what can be seen via scientific channels today. And God knows each star by name. But here's the most incredible part of that entire equation. The God who knows and names those very 1 billion trillion stars knows my name, knows your name, knows me, knows you intimately, and loves me, loves you enough to die for me, enough to die for you. I stand absolutely amazed. Isaiah 40, verse 26 in the New American Standard Bible says this, "Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these stars. The one who leads forth their host by number, he calls them all by name. Because of the greatness of his might and the strength of his power, not one of them is missing." That's amazing. Now, verse 2 of the song is even more telling. I see the nails piercing your skin, my wicked heart driving them in. I see the spear piercing your side. I see the lamb for me crucified. That same God who knows me intimately wanted a relationship with me, knowing full well I would turn my back on him and choose sin over that relationship. In a very real sense, that means I drove those nails into the hands and into the feet of Jesus. By my sin, I pierced his side with that spear. Yet God's word is clear in Romans 5:8, says this, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." I stand amazed, y'all. I stand amazed. Verse 3 of the song goes like this. I stand amazed at all of your ways. Me, worthy of death. You, worthy of praise. While yet in my sin, you died for me. My God, I will praise you eternally. I know the depravity of my sin. Turning my back on the very design he intended for me, defying the very masculine identity he created me to walk in, detesting myself as so unlovable and so grotesque in the core of my inner being that I basically told him I thought he made a mistake when he made me. And yet he still sought me out. He pursued me. Think about this. Jesus endured the cross. He headed straight for the cross because of the joy he felt and dreamed of concerning restoring relationship with me and you by paying our sin debt on that very cross. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2, you know it well, says this, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith." Now, here's the killer part for me. "Who for the joy set before him endured the cross." What was the joy set before him? Was it not you and was it not me? "Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." Now this brings me to the chorus of the song. "I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in all of your glory, true love's sweetest story. I stand amazed." True love's sweetest story, think about that. I was lost due to my own choices, due to my own sin, and I kept rejecting the lover of my soul and kept walking in my own strength, kept defying him. Yet what did he do? He pursued me with relentless passion, enduring the things that tempted me, yet without sin, enduring the humiliation and shame I walked in by taking it all upon himself on his own shoulders on the cross, and redeeming me by shedding his own blood, paying my sin debt in full. His passionate obsession with me won my heart and opened my eyes and restored what was lost and set me free in ways I could never have imagined possible. Now I'm going to do something special for you right now. I'm going to play three different versions of the song. I know that may sound monotonous and boring, but there's a reason for it. I want you to see the progression of what God has done and how relevant the song still is. I'm going to play those three different versions of the song for your contemplation as to how much God loves you. The first is the original recording from the early 1990s. The second is a duet with Travis Cottrell. And the third is just me at the piano, the way I do it when I'm just by myself. And I want you to do this. I want you to let the love of God permeate the places you think you hide from him. And then just stand back in amazement of what his love truly means to each of us.
I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by. Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. And I stand amazed. For me crucified. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in all of your ways. You worthy of death. You worthy of praise. While yet my sin. I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think, Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed. Stand amazed. I see the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them. I stand amazed. I stand amazed.
Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I see the nails piercing your skin. I stand amazed in all of your glory that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed.
Father, we do stand in amazement at your great love for us. You who know all the stars by name, the God of the very universe, want an intimate relationship with us. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We truly do stand amazed. Thank you for loving us like that. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, today's episode is brought to you, as always, by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have artisan my beautiful wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, if there are certain areas of your life you'd like me to address in these podcasts, please do not hesitate to let me know. Just send your request to mail@dennisjernigan.com, and we'll consider whether or not we can address them for you. Now, I have something special for you today. I have a gift for you today, a free devotional ebook just for you. You can simply follow the link provided in the podcast description, or you can go to Amazon.com and type in the search bar, Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers. That's Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 1, and you'll see the Kindle version free for the taking. Please send everyone you know to get their own copy, and remember to leave me a review after you've used the book for a few days. Oh yeah, I always forget to tell you this, but I give away a free new song each month at DennisDernigan.com. Just go to my website, DennisDernigan.com, and click the free download button, and you'll get a free new song each and every month. And then do this for me. Send all your friends to do the same. These are normally brand new songs recorded as simple demos to help get the music out there and being used in the body of Christ. So take advantage of it. I would if I were you. So thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Durnigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisDernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of the song today, I Stand Amazed, you can go and find all three versions of the recording at the store at DennisDernigan.com. I've written several other books in addition to the Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 1 book. Just go to Amazon.com and you'll find them there by simply typing in my name. And if you don't mind, once you've read one of my books, would you go back to Amazon and leave a review for me? That really helps get viewership up, readership up. And while you're at it, would you consider leaving me a review for this podcast on iTunes? Your reviews really do help get the attention of others who might be ministered to, which leads me to ask you to share this podcast with others you think might benefit from it. Encourage them to subscribe to the Dennis Durnigan Podcast. This would mean a great deal to me. This is a simple way of helping me minister to the needs of others. I've taken so much of your time already, so thank you for doing that. Thank you for your patience. And thank you again for joining me for today's episode of the Dennis Durnigan Podcast. And remember this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.